glad that you finally made it there. Almost didn't make it. All right, it's jingle time once again, which means we continue unabated in our frequency sweep. And, of course, we left off at 1070 WIBC. So now we are at 1080. And I could see from the discussion on Facebook that early on, before the show even started, there was a little back and forth there about, gee, I wonder if he's going to use this station for 1080 or that station, or shouldn't he use this one for 1080? Well, I think I'm going to surprise all of you. Hopefully not disappoint any of you, but at least surprise some of you, because here's where we're going for 1080. WKLO 1080. We are going to Louisville, Kentucky, and we're going to spend a few minutes listening to the wonders of WKLO.
WKLO 1080.
Now, that one is a particular favorite because they did something cool with it. Ordinarily, on that jingle, the Sonovox kind of pretends to get stuck on the last letter and just repeats it and then finally finishes it off at the end. But they decided to make it sound as if the record was stuck. And so the Sonovox, instead of just going, oh, is going, uh-oh. Hear that again.
WKLO 1080.
I don't recall any other station doing that on that cut for Pam's Series 18. So good for you guys at KLO. And, of course, that was Series 18, but they had a number of Pam's packages. Of course, they were in a big top 40 battle with several other stations, including WAKY. So the Pam's jingles kind of went back and forth there for a while, but they did get Series 32.
Swingers, yeah. Oh, let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
WKLO
in
Louisville.
That's where it's at.
Is it? That strange little synthesizer thing in the middle there was the logo being played probably a little too fast for it to be recognized, but they did like to insert the Moog playing their logo on cuts here and there.
W.
Good morning.
K-L.
Bill Bailey.
Oh, in Louisville.
Like that one. And not too many stations did that either. And naturally, the station would start the number one song under the repeats of the Sonovox going one. And those were usually produced 1 through 10. So they had intros for the top 10 songs on any given week. Now, here's another one that WKLO used in a most unusual way. Actually, I think it's clever. I think it's the way it was supposed to be used. There is a jingle from this package, from Pam's Series 32, where the idea is for the singers to make a slight mistake when they're singing the logo, maybe sing the last note out of tune or something, you know, sing, you know, 1399 instead of 1400 or something like that. And then the Sonovox comes in at the end and goes, oops. We have a version of that here for Rewound Radio that I played earlier in the show, where we said Rewound Radio com dot, oops, instead of dot com. So they decided to really make better use of that oops jingle, and they did this. what they did is they mentioned the frequencies of their three biggest competitors, 790, which was WAKY, 840, which was WHAS, 970 at the time was WAVE, WAVE, and then they got to 1080, which was, of course, WKLO. So, tuning to any of those other stations, I guess, was an oops until you got to 1080s. Takes a little bit of courage to do that, to acknowledge the fact that there are other radio stations that somebody could be listening to, but making fun of them is okay. They didn't use their call letters, so I'm good with that. It's also interesting to me that of that group, Wacky and WHAS and Wave, they all had jam jingles at one point or another, but I digress. Eventually, they continued and they got some acapellas because that seems to be what happens.
WKLO in Louisville.
Oh, that's a nice one. And they used that same logo on their Series 34, the Music Power Jingle. And what the band is playing at the end there after they finished singing, those notes represent the phrase "with the power of love," which is sung in many of the jingles, but also points out the fact that back in this era, in this particular PAMS era, a lot of these jingle packages not only had lyrical themes like the power of love or music power or whatever, there were also instrumental motifs, little logos that were in every cut. So if they decided that the melody for the words "with the power of love" were those five notes, then that's what they tried to work into every track, whether it was sung or not. And you heard it again there, between the call letters and the city. They played that "with the power of love." Okay, so the PAMS era is going along nicely, and there seems to be a theme today. Actually, there seems to be the same theme every time we do one of these segments. Then it comes down to, uh-oh, Bill Drake. Uh-oh, we need to take everything fun off. We need to put everything antiseptic back on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Jim Rivers.
WKLO, Louisville.
It's 6 o'clock at the Big 1080. Mama says no sugar tonight. The guess who have been grounded. On a solid gold weekend, this is from 1970.
Well, as you can hear, they were not a for real Drake station, or they would have had the voice of Bill Drake doing that voiceover and announcing the DJ. Instead, they had somebody else. You know, that's okay. They were able to buy the jingles from Johnny Mann, but they were not a for real Drake station, although they certainly implemented the "say the time, say the station, say your name, and shut up" philosophy.
With you at 6:20 from WKLO. One fine morning, this is Lighthouse.
And he had all the time in the world to talk up the vocal, or at least talk up that big guitar note, but no, because it's like, here's my name, here's the station, here's the time, here's the name of the song. Boop, 5 seconds, bye. Okay, well, you know how I feel about that, right? So, as a antidote to that, let's go back to an earlier, happier time at WKLO. Let's go all the way back to Series 16 and talk about this one for a minute. One feature of PAM Series 16 was a song called "My Hometown." And this was actually about a minute and a half song that was sung by the great Terry Lee L-E-A. Terry Lee. Terry Lee Jenkins is her full name. And she was a singer, a lead singer on a lot of the Pam's jingles in the 1950s. And then she also did things in the 60s and into the 70s as well at Pam's. But one of the things she's most famous for is singing this song called My Hometown. And perhaps this was the first attempt to actually do a city song. I don't know that there weren't city songs before this, but this was certainly one of the most used and most successful. And stations would write lyrics, some better than others, to talk about all of the cool things that exist in their town, in their city, in their area. And sometimes they would include the call letters. Usually they would. Sometimes they would just leave it generic and press it on a record and give it away as a, look, WKLO loves you. Here's a song about Louisville that you might want. Of course, their call letters would be all over the record label. But in this case, WKLO did, in fact, include their call letters, as most stations did. And WKLO's lyrics are actually above average for this song. Some were better than others, but there were so many of them done. There are at least 100 different versions of this for cities and towns, big and small, all over the place. And, you know, I don't have an exact number. I have been asked by somebody who's trying to collect all the versions, how many are there? Well, you know, the record keeping back then wasn't that great, and a lot of it has not survived, so we don't know. But I just know from the number that I can think of that there are tons of these. And as you listen to it, keep in mind that Terry Lee, who's singing this, she's actually doing two-part harmony with herself. So she had to sing the whole song through without stopping, because they didn't do stop and punch in and fix it back then. It was just sing it. And then on the second track, and they only had two most of the time that they were doing this, she would sing along with herself and occasionally break into the harmony parts. And the music for her was never written out because she couldn't read it. They had the lyrics typed on a page. And she was so musical and knew the song so well that she knew how to fit the words into the music. And more amazingly, when she did the second pass, the second layer of it, she knew exactly where she had cut off each word and each note so that she could be together with herself. It's just a wonderful thing. So please enjoy Louisville, My Hometown.
Let me tell you about Louisville. I think it's great. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. It's Kentucky's largest city and the Jefferson County seat. Louisville, Louisville, that's my hometown. Louisville, Louisville, that's my hometown. It began in 1778 and it's growing every day. With industry and beautiful parks, it's great for work and play. Kentucky Exposition Center is a beautiful sight indeed. In Louisville, Louisville, that's my hometown. Louisville, Louisville, that's my hometown. The most famous attraction in Louisville is fabulous Churchill Downs. This thriving city on the Ohio has the friendliest folks I've found.
And you know, during the weeks, we've touched on a lot of stations who have had the My Hometown song. I could have played that dozens of times, but that seemed like a good one to play. And from Terry Lee, not a Kentucky woman, but a great singer.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of love.